This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Sexual abuse is called all kinds of made-up names or euphemisms in order to cover up the loss of dignity among its victims. Faced with the evidence from a series of undercover stings, several prosecutors across the country have avoided taking up criminal investigations. Finally, Colorado State Attorney General John Southers has decided to look into why Planned Parenthood's federally funded sex ed program is not only embracing such euphemisms, but is helping young women to become victims and even helping predators discover more victims. Pro-life advocates are deeply troubled by the White House version of religious freedom. The latest problem comes in the naming of the new Religious Freedom Ambassador. A pro-abortion religious cleric nominated for the job has gone on record opposing the Supreme Court in its application in the Hobby Lobby case of the Religious Freedom Protection Act. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. In other headlines, the story at Life News that some abortion businesses have staff member quotas for abortions has prompted Representative Bill Flores of Texas to call the practice criminal. And this story speaks for itself. The president of Planned Parenthood, in a PBS interview, has compared the ongoing protests against abortion to people organizing to protest against colonoscopies among men. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.